subscribe to the Hit That Line Podcast Network, brought to you by Breeden RV Center. Breeden RV Center, family-owned and operated, a no-pressure, laid-back atmosphere, and always home of the free maintenance for life.
Y'all better put him in the Heisman.
Got that award right here, baby.
This is the Bud Light Seltzer Morning Rush Podcast. Bud Light Seltzer, for those anytime easy drinking occasion.
Guys, I've been listening to y'all since this show aired.
Just wanted to tell Ty, I appreciate how much you know about the Razorbacks. I mean, you're very knowledgeable for as young as you are.
There are people that have saved up all year and done whatever it took just to get a ticket, just to get a glimpse at the Razorbacks.
Got my keg in the freezer. We're ready to get this thing rolling and go home, baby.
I was actually friends with Moss when he was here. So he actually called me on a Sunday night. He said, Frank, I was supposed to be hired by Alabama in the morning. They were going to send the Jets to pick me up, and I was going to be introduced. And he said, they just picked another coach. I said, yes, and I saw that. He goes, do you happen to know how to get a hold of the athletic director at Arkansas? And I said, Coach, I said, I think I can figure that out for you. So that's kind of how that started. And I asked him, I said, why is your agent? I said, you have the worst agent on the planet. If he can't even get a hold of the athletic director at Arkansas, I was like, 80 year checks, great guy. He's very accessible. And Musselman's answer was, I don't know. He said, maybe I should hire you as my agent.
Frank Nolan, Connor Nolan's dad, is the reason Eric Musselman is your basketball coach.
I'm not claiming that at all. I just happened to be in the right place at the right time.
It's not often at the end of the program we get breaking news, but I thought that story from Frank Nolan, Connor Nolan's dad, yesterday was pretty cool, and we'll discuss that a little more this morning. It's kind of hard to discuss when it comes at the very end of the program. We'll unpack that a little bit more as we continue to talk Arkansas basketball on a recruiting Thursday. I want to discuss kind of the expectations for this basketball team. You're now 7-4 in the SEC, where you were 2-4 thanks to 5 straight wins. What do you think now, postseason-wise, where should they be? What about football this season? I know we're a little, I couldn't tell you the exact day count. We haven't set it our Bud Light morning or Bud Light countdown just yet, but what holes does Arkansas football does Sam Pittman have to fill? They've already filled the coaching vacancies. What about the on-the-field issues? There's been a lot of turnarounds so far with Arkansas basketball, like I've been discussing. 5 straight conference wins. Scotty Borderline of Whole Hog Sports wrote a great piece, and I want to dive into that a little more. And then finally, awesome video of Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski yesterday, and I want to discuss some of the best sports friendships that we've seen, not just currently, but over the years.
Ugh. Well, I'm glad he made that connection with Gronk, or you'd have the Lombardi in the bottom of the, I don't know, that's the ocean or the bay or the whatever that was there that they were floating on yesterday. But that would have been quite the story.
How much is,
had to send divers down to get the Lombardi.
How much is that worth, Lombardi Trophy? Like, how much does it
cost? Value, actually, I don't know, but I'm sure it's got a comma in it, in probably at least 2 figures to the left.
50 grand takes 4 months, 72 hours of labor.
Mm-hmm.
Pro football talk.
Good thing Gronk's mitts were ready to work, because Brady was a little altered. Is that the right? Is that a nice way of saying it? At 3 after 6, he was a little altered when making that pass yesterday. If you've watched any of the videos,
a lot of those guys were altered,
little out of his mind yesterday.
Scotty Miller dropped Bucks wide receiver. He dropped, I want to say it was Chris Godwin's phone in the bay, which was funny. And Godwin was telling Verizon he needed a new phone. There was just a lot of events that happened.
You never want to be the guy that breaks the championship trophy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember who the recruit was that was visiting Alabama that broke the crystal football back when that was the trophy, and broke it in Saban's office. You're committing, right? I mean, that's how that works. If you're the 5-star that breaks the trophy, you got to come to school here now. But hey, you don't want to be the guy that throws the Lombardi in the ocean.
Does Saban let you commit at that point?
I think,
is he so mad that he just?
I think if you're a 5-star, you probably are obligated.
Forced to.
Go ahead and sign your letter of intent, even though it's not time yet. We'll just go ahead and get this sealed up. So, hey, you don't want to ever break the championship, lose. You don't want to be the guy to get the Stanley Cup all messed up, at the bottom of the pool or wherever you're going to take it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to put the Lombardi in the ocean. You don't want to break the, well, it's a golden lipstick tube now, but it used to be the crystal football. You don't want to be that guy,
That breaks it or does something to it.
Yeah. So, basketball. I guess I'll start there. You're asking about expectations and kind of what's ahead for this team. Is now, typical Razorback fashion, Ty, Now you got to go to Missouri. And what happens last night? They get worked by Ole Miss. So now you're going to have a Missouri team that has, I don't know if they're back to the wall, but you're going to get their best shot, their full attention.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to be looking past you. Now, I'm not suggesting they'd look past Arkansas, but I'm just saying their focus was resharpened, readjusted, whatever adjective you want to throw on there last night, as Ole Miss, what was it, 80-59, I think was the final score.
21 points, yep.
Just worked the Missouri Tigers. Now, you wake up this morning, icy roads, cold conditions, depending on where you're at, your kids may not be going to school. It's better south of the tunnel, worse north of the tunnel, but anywhere we're talking about, you're tied for second place in the basketball standings in the Southeastern Conference. And this weekend, you're playing, I guess, for outright second place.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah,
big ball game Saturday.
Well, let's see. So if LSU wins this weekend, you'll still be tied, right? Because there's four. Is it four teams right now that are tied in the SEC?
I need to pull them up.
I think that's right. I'll pull it up real quick. Yeah, four teams, Tommy. Tennessee, Arkansas, and LSU. So,
well, this is a big game for a lot of reasons. Arkansas has not had a quadrant one road win. This is your last chance to do it because nobody left on your road schedule is going to qualify. And because you got A&M and South Carolina, this mm-hmm. is your last quality road game. Need that for your resume, number one. And then for whatever it's worth, whatever it may be worth in a few weeks, you want to at least split with Missouri for tiebreaker purposes maybe down the line.
Yeah.
And Missouri, we know, crushed you at home, so here's a chance to at least have the series between the two split. I'm not sure how that works in the tiebreaker, but I just know splitting's better than getting swept. That's all I know.
So if you win this weekend, and it's really depending on what LSU and Tennessee
right.
does, because they're both
7-4.
So you're
perhaps playing for outright second place. If you're at 8-4, they both lose, you're outright second place. So
because you don't have the tiebreaker over either of them right now, because you've lost.
Well, I mean,
to both
don't
squad.
Worry about that and at this point. You still got a lot of basketball to play,
and they're playing each other. So whoever wins this weekend between those two schools will have you. At this point in time, you don't get to play Tennessee again, but you do get to play LSU mm-hmm. again. So I would think you probably rather see LSU lose? Or how do you at?
No,
or
I think,
do you want them to win?
I think you want LSU to beat Tennessee.
You want them to beat Tennessee. Mm-hmm. Okay. So
there is no way to be in outright second place by yourself because they with them. So somebody's going to be 8-4 out of Tennessee and LSU, and you hope to join them. Let's put it that way.
That's the goal. And this is a weekend where, again, we mentioned this fall, and as excited I was
tied about for outright second place.
Yeah, as excited as I was about the Kentucky win, it's still at the end of the day is a bad basketball team. Mm-hmm. I know it's Kentucky, and I know it's Cal Perry and all that, but you're going to find out a lot about this basketball team when they travel to Columbia, as Tommy mentioned, because they just got swatted by Ole Miss last night.
Yeah.
So Missouri's going to head in.
Mad.
Yeah. They're going to head in that game mad, angry, frustrated, and wanting to get a win. And this is a game we always talk about. They keep winning games they're supposed to. This is a game where you will not be favored in. What is Eric Musselman? What is the staff? What are these players? What do they have in store for Konzo Martin in Missouri? What's in store for that basketball game? This is really where you can set the expectation for what this basketball team is the rest of the way.
It would be your biggest win of the year.
Easily. That's not even close.
Even me and you could agree on that. So this would be your biggest win. It would be the number one thing, your first piece of evidence you would present to the committee at this point about why you need to be a higher seed. So why, you know, A, I think you're in the tournament, no argument at this point about that, but hey, here's why we need to be a 6 or a 7 and not a 9 or a 10.
Mm-hmm.
You got to beat Missouri to make that case.
Coming up in the program, we'll talk a little Arkansas football. You've got some positions that you have to fill. You've already filled some coaching vacancies. What about the certain positions that you're a little worried about? We'll discuss that. Also want to discuss some quickie headlines. We mentioned some SEC scores last night. Andrew Benintendi is now a Kansas City Royal, which I think is pretty cool as a somewhat of a Royals fan, if you want to call me that.
I want to tell you about the new Michelob Ultra Organic Seltzers. They come in spicy pineapple, cucumber lime, and peach pear. They're light and refreshing and are made with zero sugar. The new Michelob Ultra Organic Seltzers.
Boy, Houdini's in the house wearing number 3, and nobody's home to watch that house. Touchdown, Hogs!
Didn't watch the game, but I did wake up to find out the Missouri went on the road to Oxford in the Pavilion, mm-hmm. and got destroyed by Ole Miss, 80-59, 21-point victory for Kermit Davis' squad. This was just,
we should have seen this coming. Should have known, because Arkansas plays Missouri next.
Why does that always happen?
Come in with a case of the Reds, you know.
Always happens. So LSU got a victory 94-80 over Mississippi State. That's a big deal because Tennessee also got a victory. Tennessee, Arkansas, LSU. You're tied for second place in the Southeastern Conference. They play this weekend, this Saturday, in Baton Rouge. And Tommy and I were talking.
You got the rest of the schedule. Who's Alabama play? Obviously not any of those, but any idea?
I saw it, but I can't remember it off the top of my head.
Look here.
The reason this game is big is because, again, you're tied with them. You want LSU to win this game. We were talking about
Georgia.
Georgia? Okay.
He's been better.
Is that in Athens or is that in Tuscaloosa?
Let me scroll back down here. Talk amongst yourself. That game, I guess, will be in Alabama because they're listed at the bottom.
Okay.
Saturday at 2:30.
I'm excited to see what the outcome is of this Tennessee-LSU game. You want LSU to win because you get LSU again, and then I don't know how the secondary tiebreaker works in the Southeastern Conference. It might be total number of wins. I don't know, but you got that coming up. And Arkansas, again, has a great opportunity. I mentioned this yesterday against the Missouri Tiger squad. That's one of the best in the league. Now, they're in third place right now. Not third. They're in, fifth right now? Because there's three teams tied for second. Is my math right? 6-4.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Fifth right now in the Southeastern Conference. So you have, again, a chance to
tie with Florida.
Get a win.
6-4.
Yeah, get a win that you want and that you need.
Yeah.
Speaking of Missouri, in Kansas City, the Royals made a blockbuster trade yesterday with the Red Sox and one other team that's not coming ahead. The biggest kind of piece that's close to home is Andrew Benintendi is now a Kansas City Royal. Now, I'm happy about this. I know my buddy Danny West is happy about this. And we have a lot of Cardinals fans that listen to the program, but we also have a lot of Kansas City fans that listen to the program, not just Chiefs, but Royals as well. Kauffman Stadium, if you ever get a chance to go, awesome atmosphere. I went with my grandparents when I was a kid. It's unbelievable. Got to go to Game 7 of the World Series back in 2014, I think is when it was, when I lost to Madison Bumgarner and the San Francisco Giants. I'm going to have to get me a Kansas City Royals Benintendi jersey. No, I'm pretty excited about this.
You know, I've been a Cardinals fan, went to a lot of Royals games as a kid growing up, generally to see, and we were Royals fans in the 80s. My dad was just a big baseball fan. We watched the Braves. We were big Braves fans. Braves never played at Kauffman. We'd go in there. Mm-hmm. We loved the Bash Brothers. We talked about this a few days ago with Canseco and McGuire. They would come to Kansas City. Me and my brother loved those two and watch them. That was a neat ballpark when I was a kid. That, you know, they still got most of the fountains, but that whole thing in the outfield with the fountains when it was turf, loved it. Dad liked it because you get in and out. Parking was easy. You know, Kauffman Stadium, Arrowhead, all right there together. Just easy in, easy out for a ball game. So, Kauffman's one of the old stadiums. You know, not like Fenway or Wrigley, but it's not new. I mean, it had been around a little while when I was a kid. But they've done some renovations. Great place to watch a game. And if you're listening to Northwest Arkansas, you know how close it is for the western side. I think we can, from here being there about 4 hours.
It's not too bad.
Not bad at all. So I mean, Kansas City's a great place. If you're gonna jump on a bandwagon, the Royals isn't a bad one if you like going to some games because it's not far. And this probably should be first, There's pretty good barbecue to eat.
That there is. A lot of good places that we always, whenever we have a Kansas City guest on, Austin Allen's told us about it. We've had several others. We always somehow, some way get into the barbecue conversation.
Never forget, a quick story. I was probably 10, 11, 12, something like that. We're there watching a game, sitting in the upper deck. We'd been to Friday's game, Saturday's game, and we were there for Sunday's game. Then we were going home. Again, is the A's at the Royals. And my mom's back was hurting. She was ready to go. We were in like the eighth inning. The game wasn't really that close. So we get up and leave. Dad says, fine, we'll just hit the road and we'll get home. Because, you know, back then it was about a 5+ hour drive. We get to the parking lot and you hear the stadium erupt. You're like, what's going on? What's going on? Now we're looking. Do we go to the car or we go back in? Go get in the car, turn the radio on, and huge bench clearing brawl. Everybody on the field fighting. And we're in the parking lot.
Missed it.
Thanks, Mom.
Missed it. Come on,
Everybody
Mom.
I was mad.
Come on, Mama Kraft. Yeah. Missed it by that much. Man. I called Mike Irwin last night. I texted him yesterday. So I've told, for those who have listened a little bit of Trusting the Process, new podcast I'm doing where I'm interviewing different Arkansas sports media members, doing their life stories. I haven't been able to get a hold of Mike. So he told me to text him or call him. Yesterday, I did.
Yep.
I mean, so I'm wondering if someone knows Mike Irwin.
He doesn't even know what that means, but that's what he's doing. He's fading you, right?
Well, Jason had told me about it that he's coming on, and I talked to Mike earlier this week and said he was coming on. So I don't know what I'm going to do. Might have to do a last minute switch rule and last minute substitute that ends up not working out.
Didn't you wake him up?
I did wake him up.
You made him mad. Maybe he's still sleeping.
He might be, but this I called him late last night. I called him like 9:30. Thinking that he's going to be up at this.
He's already in bed. Yeah.
Nope.
He was preparing for this podcast. He's nervous about it.
He might be. So
he's very nervous about it.
He brings the hard-hitting questions.
Oh, yeah. He knows. Yeah. Mike's aware.
Is that like, is there sarcastic tone in there? I'm picking up a little bit of sarcasm.
No. None at all.
Okay.
He's preparing.
All right. Speaking of.
Do you have a backup plan?
I have a few that I'm going to wait. I'm going to give Mike some time today. I'm going to give him one more call today. If not, I'm going to end up doing this tomorrow.
You got the most legendary media member sitting right across from me right now.
Where?
Tommy
Derek
said he.
Derek Ruskin's in here?
Where? No, I said legendary.
Oh.
Tommy said he wanted to be on the last episode.
So season finale. Okay.
That's what we're going to do because season one's going to end.
See,
right,
I bring
before,
the whole thing down.
Yeah. Right before football season starts. Speaking of media members, what is this hate with Bobby Bones all of a sudden? And I saw this during.
I don't know. Ruskin started this yesterday.
Ruskin
started it with a hateful tweet, you know.
I saw it though during the Arkansas basketball team too when he was getting introduced. And this guy says, or he says, beat Big Blue or go or. Get Big Blue, like all Arkansas fans ever, all you Morning Rush listeners, as you should sometimes because you never get any love, complain about is Arkansas not getting any love when it comes to national media.
Time out. All right, so they have Bobby Bones on for 10 minutes or whatever. You know, from one commercial break to the next, he's on the phone talking with Jimmy and Carl, right? What would be the reaction of seemingly every person in this state if that had been Ashley Judd instead of Bobby Bones?
Anger,
exactly.
Rage, fury.
Now, if you were watching at all on Twitter, the reaction from the Kentucky fans, they were pissed. They didn't like having a mouthpiece for the Razorbacks on that broadcast and stealing the broadcast time away from Kentucky. We would have had the same reaction as... You know, and I say Ashley Judd. Who else would they have had on? Ashley Judd's the kind of the, you know, the face of the fans, if you will, there for Kentucky basketball. We'd have been hot, right? We'd have been mad. So that, I like the fact that you got under their skin a little bit in Kentucky by having your guy on, because that's exactly how we would have felt if it had been Ashley Judd there.
Kyle from Greenwood, Texas, he says, I really don't understand the hate for Bones either, and.
And I'm not, you know, I don't watch all of his stuff. Obviously, you know, he does radio. We do. He couldn't give a rat's behind about, you know, about a lot of what we say or do. So
he's a goober and he leans into that.
Yeah.
And it's okay. Not everyone is cool. And that maybe Arkansas fans,
most radio people aren't.
Don't like that about him. But again, all you ever do is complain that Arkansas doesn't get enough national attention. This guy has a nationwide radio show. It's one of the most popular in country music. He's on American Idol. He does multiple podcasts with incredible artists every single week. He is all over the place, and he's repping Hogs gear on social media, in person, and he loves his Razorbacks, and he's a small-town Arkansas kid.
Yeah.
So, and again, I'm not telling you this morning on a Thursday that you have to love the guy. I don't love the guy. We joked about College Game Day. If College Game Day came to town, they would try to put Bobby there.
Sure.
Personally, I would
he's
rather...
He's probably your most famous fan right now. Yeah. I mean, he's in this moment.
I would personally rather have Jerry Jones, Darren McFadden. There's one other guy that I'd say. But if Bobby was up there, I wouldn't be like, this sucks. But I just don't understand it. And from the people I've talked to, they've been... majority have been good reviews of talking with him in person. Now, you occasionally get a mixed review here and there, but that's just how it is. I just don't understand that. And again, when you have anyone that embodies the state of Arkansas and wears it on their sleeve, I respect that. Because as a guy that went to school, grew up here, was taught by my grandfather how important the Razorbacks are to his everyday life, to my everyday life, I am encouraged when someone is able to go on a national platform repeatedly and defend his love for the Razorbacks, and not just when they're good, but when they're losing to Colorado State.
Have you read, seen, heard any of his backstory, how he was raised? I mean, the very...
I've listened a little bit to it, but not a lot. He's a little... He was doing radio at Little Rock for
right,
a while.
But he grew up just outside of Hot Springs. It was not the best of upbringings as far as, you know, the conditions and the situation he was in as a kid and teenager. So he's overcome a lot to get to where he's at. I'm like you, take it or leave it, but I don't have the, you know, the
we're
hatred.
Not, we're
or,
not telling you have to love the
right,
guy.
I mean, hey, form your own opinion. Yeah, but I'm with you. I mean, Arkansas as a state and as a athletic program needs more people that have a national voice to help promote all the great things that are in this state. Justin Moore is another guy not far from where Bobby Bones is originally from that, you know, promotes his Razorbacks as a that's as
the,
an artist.
That's the guy. I was one more that I couldn't think of game right. day. Justin Moore.
John Daly, you know, two-time major champion. Is, you know, you know, you mentioned Jerry Jones, Hall of Fame, NFL owner. We all know who Jerry is. So, I mean, you know, this state has the luxury of having some iconic figures. You know, I don't know if all these people are icons, but you know fame is quick to come and quick to go too, so take advantage of it while you have it and lean into it if you're a Razorback program.
Speaking of media, we'll change it up here. By the way, I want to remind everyone that make sure you're subscribing to the Hit That Line podcast network brought to you by Breeden RV, where you always get free maintenance for life, no hassle, customer service for Ransom and the crew. Halftime, Morning Rush, Primetime Preps, all the podcasts are on that. Spotify, iTunes, SoundCloud, Google Play. If you ever miss an interview here, a favorite segment, you get to listen to its entirety. Make sure you're subscribed. Make sure you comment. Make sure you give us a 5-star review. Helps us get our message.
No, only 4 stars. We want 5 stars. Yeah, only 5 stars here.
Tom Brady is known for not putting anything in his body. He treats it like a temple. We always... We're supposed to treat our bodies like a temple. That's in the Bible, I think.
I did see one of those pregame interviews, though, where he admitted eating pizza 2 weeks ago, and he had some cake back in the summer, I think you said.
Man, that's so weird to hear. So many of you have seen the video of Rob Gronkowski having to carry Tom Brady off the raft, boat, whatever you want to call it.
He's just tired, man. I mean, he was worn out from the celebration. He just needed some help getting to his car.
And... This
that's it, right?
This friendship has been pretty longstanding. It's really fun to see Gronk and Brady in these videos coming after wins. And Brady talked about the avocado tequila that helped him get into that state. So before we get into kind of your favorite sports best friend combos, I'd like to ask you a very poignant question, because I would probably say yesterday, or was it 2 days ago or yesterday?
Their parade, their boat parade, I think it was yesterday.
Okay. So. What's the drunkest you've ever been? Jenkins, hop in on this,
too. That's an awfully personal question. Probably at
And by the way, this is not just a question for Tommy.
Probably 20.
For everyone, if it wants to hop in.
I'm trying to go back here. Close to 25 years ago, went to a concert at Barton Coliseum. And it wasn't my fault.
Barton Coliseum.
It wasn't. I mean, we had started out the night.
Oh, good old Little Rock.
If anyone remembers Little Rock, you may be too young for this. Y'all remember Sirloin's Inn in North Little Rock?
Sirloin's Inn.
You do or you don't?
Don't.
Finest piece of prime rib you could eat. We started the night there. Then we went to the concert. And it's not my fault. I had no idea they were serving beer in 24-ounce cups.
Yeah, that's not your fault.
I just was unaware. Okay. Till about the eighth one, and you know, by about the fifth one, they were all going down.
Tasted like water. You know,
exactly. That adds up to 16 beers. Jeez.
The problem was you get through that night, you get up the next morning. We're leaving the drive back, dad, brother, cousins, big group of guys, and when you're still hammered the next morning, that's probably about as bad as it's been. Then I had to come back to a family reunion with my grandmothers, my aunt, and they looked at us and they said, "Y'all smell like a brewery." I mean, that's probably about as bad as it's ever been.
Okay. Jenkins, what's yours? Your 21st?
No, this would have yet last night. No, I'm just kidding. This would have been I'm 28. This would have been my 26th birthday. Bunch of friends took us to Willie D's in Little Rock to the Dueling Piano Bar. I have an affinity, which you both know this now, and since you got it from your Christmas, I have an affinity for tequila.
Yes.
I didn't pay.
Where's the tequila button?
Tequila. I didn't pay anything that night. I think the running total was 14 shots of Patron.
Yeah.
Got on stage. I twerked and did the Elvis dance.
Ooh.
That was the drunkest I've ever been, but I will say I walked out on my own power.
Well, yeah, because you're too big for anyone else to carry you.
I had people like, I wasn't being carried, but I had like, Ty would be right here and you'd be right behind me, just kind of like holding me up. Mm-hmm. That was a rough night.
Keeping you from falling. Not really holding you up. Just
right.
Softening the blow of you.
That was a rough week after that.
Yeah.
It took a long time to get that tequila out of my system.
So,
tequila. Okay.
I don't know that we saw Tom Brady at his worst, though, yesterday.
You don't think so? You think there's been another time or two in Ann Arbor?
So these island vacations he probably takes. Who knows? But he deserves it.
Absolutely.
Another win.
What about you, partner?
A lot of pressure on him to be perfect.
Mine would be at a Jimmy Buffett concert where I've never seen. So you go to football games at Arkansas. SEC tailgating, there's nothing like SEC tailgating. Well, Jimmy Buffett concerts are insane. And this one in Dallas, Texas, in the Dos Equis Pavilion. No, this would have been at the Toyota, the soccer stadium or whatever. There are people, Tommy, that spend $50,000 on tailgates there. For one tailgate once a year. $50,000, Jenkins. It's insane. There was a life-size boat. Life's
just right off. Expensive.
There's a lot of sponsors down there.
Exactly.
Company expense. Got a bunch of that, but that would be it, because when you wake up for a concert at 7 o'clock that night and you start drinking at 8 a.m., it tends to lead to that.
You can't drink all day unless you start early.
Start early. And the thing about me is there's mean drunks, there's flirty drunks, there's a lot of different type of drunks out there. My thing is I just fall asleep. My friends have known me that it doesn't matter if it's a concert, movie, whatever.
He's a boring drunk, folks.
I just my father takes naps all the time, and he's not a drunk like I am, but he picks it.
Clip that out for me.
He's picked it up. I picked it up where I guess I just nap, and he just naps casually during football games and stuff like that on Saturday sometime. I'll look over and he's snoring. It's kind of funny. I have just escalated my birthright in a sense where I just, when alcohol is involved,
your birthright.
Is he the kind of napper like me that you'll fall asleep and then your wife or somebody else in the room will wake you up or say something and you act like you sit up like you, I wasn't asleep.
No, that's
hey, are you snoring over there? Are you asleep? No, I'm not asleep.
Just watching the back of my eyelids.
No, I just had my eyes closed.
It's 100% my dad. But he,
same thing.
He's sleeping. He's a character. He's not up yet, so he's probably not listening to this program, so we're okay. But that would be it. Jimmy Buffett concerts, and I slept through about, I'd say, 2.5 hours of the concert.
Concerts will get you.
Those are something. I would encourage anyone out there, if you haven't been to it, because he's not going to have much more of them. We missed it because of the pandemic this past year. If you get a chance to go, and I'm not just talking about for the drinking aspect, but just as an artist and as a performer.
Oh, yeah. We saw him in Little Rock.
You know, it's hard to feel sorry for these mega stars that have made a gazillion dollars with their talent. But you think about that industry, and we had Justin Moore on back in the, I mean, in the height of it, of the pandemic, and not that we're through it, but you know, he hadn't had a concert, and neither has anybody else. You think about all the other people that work, you know, behind the scenes, mm-hmm. you know, all these guys on the stage aren't making, you know, a gazillion dollars either. There are a lot of people in that industry that have been probably as affected as anybody else by this, because I don't know when we'll get back to going to, what is it, Simmons Bank Arena, or going to Memphis, or going to Tulsa, or Kansas City to see someone you like to see.
Here's a text from Drew in Fayetteville. If you want to send in your drunkest experience, and make sure if your wife or significant other is listening, to make sure she's not listening.
We'll change the names to protect the guilty.
Drew in Fayetteville texts in. He says, I got a chance a few years back to go to Monday Night Football in New Orleans. Ooh. Eagles versus Saints, and I can't tell you a single play from that game. I sat in the 17th row.
You know the Eagles were playing.
And I can't tell you a single play from that game.
Those Hurricanes down there will get you. I don't know how much time you've spent in New Orleans, but I've been there a few times, and then there for that Sugar Bowl, it will creep up on you in a hurry down
there. Yeah. The Hurricanes, the huge ass beers, the Sharknadoes, there's one other specific drink down there that I can't think of. But, yeah, those are New Orleans going to that bachelor party coming up in May. That's going to be an interesting time.
Didn't you do Mardi Gras down there? Where did you do Mardi Gras?
St. Louis.
St. Louis, that's right.
So large.
Now everybody goes to St. Louis for Mardi Gras.
Yeah, nobody goes to New Orleans.
Don't knock it till you try it. Don't knock it till you try it. It's quite fun. Mm-hmm. It's quite fun. Oh, man. Jacob in Mansfield says the drunkest he's ever been was on his honeymoon. The only time I've ever blacked out, and my wife wasn't happy, to say the least. I feel like, I know that you should drink, or like people drink on their honeymoon, but I feel like that's the one time as a male you shouldn't be drinking, because there's other activities that you're participating more than you ever will in your entire life, right?
That's not the occurrences in that week.
You're telling me you don't have more sex then than you do over the course of.
So you're not going to drink on your honeymoon?
Not a lot. I want things to work okay.
You do it your way.
Things need to work down there.
God.
Forget the ring. I'm not even going to do the ring now.
You can't follow that up.
I'm not going to run it for the client. No. Forget the whole ring.
Brett would be okay with that. Yeah. He's probably listening, laughing his tail off.
Try the new Bud Light Seltzer Lemonade. The taste of sweet lemonade meets the refreshment of a hard seltzer. Original black cherry, strawberry, and peach lemonade. The new Bud Light Seltzer Lemonade.
They just threw him out of the game. He's gotten his second technical, and he's been thrown out of the ball game.
Question I asked this morning, who is your favorite sports friendship? We'll get into that coming up. Who would you say your best friend is out there?
Well, I've got several, but...
you don't want to make anyone sad?
Exactly. I've got several people that I would consider my closest friends. Many of my officiating friends are my closest friends in the world.
Is that like when you have a favorite kid, but you can't tell that you have a favorite
exactly.
kid?
Exactly. I mean, I've got, you know, you're never going to... Not going to... Because I've got several people that I enjoy
you're really
their
just,
camaraderie.
You're really just standing on the fence here, aren't you? You
don't have just one.
Who's your best? Was Teddy your best man?
Actually, when Laura and I got married, just the two of us, we got married in Mexico, and she didn't have any maids. I didn't have any groomsmen. It was just the two of us on the beach in Mexico. So,
Jenkins, will you answer this? Do you have I don't mind answering it, but
I've got two probably closest friends in the world, and they live back home in Bemidji, so I don't get to see them very often anymore since I'm here. But yeah, those two. And one of them six to get married here in April, and it's just me, him, and our other best friend. So
you made the list?
Yep.
Made the list. That's
four,
when you know
four
you're
bridesmaids
part of it.
And two groomsmen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's I would say my buddy Cam is my best friend from college. And we talk about sports, cute girls, whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. I say we have a lot in common. We're kind of opposites, but it works.
Yeah.
It happens like that. So But the question that's been asked, that's been posed this morning, is the best sports friendship. And Ryan is going to be the first to respond to this. Ryan, who is your favorite past or present sports friendship?
Oh, man, you had to say present. Well, I was going to say Sterner to Lucas was what was one.
That's a great one. No, past or present, man. You can go either way.
Well, I actually had two, and this one may be a little cliche. I apologize, but thank God for it. Sam Pittman and Barry Odom. So,
those are good ones.
I'll leave y'all with that, and I hope you have a good day.
Ryan, appreciate the call. I like the Barry Odom and Sam Pittman. I know that Clint Sterner and Anthony Lucas still have a friendship to this day, and I really enjoyed talking with both Clint and Anthony, who have both appeared on this program several different times. Both great guys, both great representations for Arkansas. Clint's doing sports radio in Houston from, I think, 2 to 6, and then Anthony Lucas is the wide receiver coach for Pulaski Academy. And it's cool when guys play together and then just keep their friendships after the fact.
Yeah. And now you got several of my friends stirred up thinking, hey, I thought I was your best friend. I just told my good buddy Brian, you were my best friend until you moved to Oklahoma and became an OU fan. And I had to take him off the list.
Come on, BP. Come on, buddy. Here is, to me, this friendship stands out amongst all the rest.
And now you got everybody mad at me.
Well, it happens. It's Magic Johnson and Larry Bird. And I know they weren't teammates, but you got this country southern redneck. A well-spoken, likable black dude. Not that Larry Bird's not likable.
Well, he's from Indiana. He wasn't a southern guy.
Not
he's
southern.
French Lick, Indiana.
The hick from Frick's Lick. Yeah. I apologize.
But he did have a twang.
The clash in personality, it's unbelievable how different these guys were. Larry didn't want anything to do with media. Magic was all about media. They're so different, but they fit. They fit together so well, and initially they hated each other.
So they weren't great friends.
No, because the story stems from when they played together on the, what was it, 70-something, I think it was 79 Olympic trials team together, and they were going back and forth, and Magic was like, man, that's a bad white boy, and they just, like, stemmed together. Then all of a sudden, they play each other in the national championship, which to this day, Michigan State, Indiana State, the highest rated college basketball game in the history of sports.
Yeah.
And then Magic feels like he's shunned by Larry and he's ticked. They end up go on to beat him because they just double team Larry. Indiana State doesn't have anyone to beat him. That was the same Indiana State team that beat Sid the Kid in the 79 Razorbacks. Then they start getting the rivalry. Bird wins the first MVP and Magic wins the championship that year in 1980. And it's the back and forth. They meet several times in the NBA finals. Then they form up on the Dream Team. It was the perfect match that couldn't be more different. And that to me is still one of the greatest. That's the best NBA time, right? It was the 80s and 90s with Magic and Bird and Jordan.
Early 90s. Yeah. Along those lines. And I know you're not the biggest golf guy or golf historian. I think about Jack and Arnie. When Jack came on
really
the scene in the 60s, but Arnold Palmer was the man, the king. That's why they called him the king. I mean, Arnie's army and all that. Then Jack came along, started beating him, and there was a rivalry there, and people really thought Jack and Arnie didn't like each other. And there was a time, if you've seen the documentaries and read the history, they didn't. And they became the closest of friends, flew to tournaments all over the country together, and we're close friends until Arnold's death. So that's an example. You think about Tiger Phil. I know golf isn't the most popular, but it's truly a sport. You can go mano a mano. You think about, I'm trying to think of one from boxing.
Vander Holyfield and Mike Tyson.
Yeah, those type. George Foreman back in the day, maybe, I don't know, Muhammad Ali would be the right fit. Some of that gets a little before my time to really have the proper context.
These take time too. It's not always right off the bat instant friendship. Sometimes,
right. Usually it starts out as a rivalry.
Mm-hmm. So with Arnold and
in sports, in football and basketball, these are team sports. But to me, I gravitate and move towards some of these more individual one-on-one type things. There's probably a good one from tennis. I'm not thinking of, because I'm not the best tennis guy in the world.
Federer and Nadal.
I don't know about the friendships and the off the court stuff, but
yeah.
To me, those are the ones that come to mind. And Jack and Arnie immediately came to mind when we plan this conversation just because that's exactly how it unfolded.
Jeremiah gets at us on our YouTube live stream, says Dale Earnhardt and Jeff Gordon.
Yeah.
That's one. A lot of times, as we talked about, it's respect. There's a bunch of really good ones. Dennis Van Buren brings up Foreman Ali.
Yep.
This was a good one from Derek, D-Mac, and Felix Jones. Zach in Memphis, Hugh Freeze, and burner phones. Well done, Zach. Yeah, yeah. You take the cake.
You're listening to the Bud Light Seltzer Morning Rush Podcast.
A bright red Razorback caravan is headed to Nebraska, and this time, we're coming for the whole damn thing.
We spoke about the expectations for Arkansas basketball this season, and Tommy, you said you now expect them to be a top four team in the SEC tournament.
Well, I think they've played their way into that. They've proven they can. They're better than most of this league. The question is, can you beat Alabama, LSU, or Missouri down the stretch to maybe secure a top four spot? Tennessee's the one you're not going to get a chance at, and they're in that group. So, to me, this league is about five teams right now.
Yeah.
It's about those, and Arkansas's amongst those five. Can you play well enough against the three other teams you get a shot to earn a victory or two there to secure one of those spots? There's a lot of things that can happen, whether you're two, three, or four. I know you're not going to be number one. You're not going to catch Bama, doesn't appear. Just don't be five.
Mm-hmm.
That's my expectation at this point.
Talk with Tom Murphy a little bit about some of the intriguing position battles that we'll see this spring and summer between the Arkansas Razorback football team. And we talked about just kind of the quarterbacks and that. You brought up the idea and the question of, hey, what matchup, whether it's Hudson Henry, Blake Kern, I said maybe Jaquelin Crawford and Devion Warren, who's coming off an ACL injury. We'll see if Trey Knox gets in the mix for some touches as well. I mean, it's February 11th, and I am still so pumped up for this football season, which is what? Is that 6 months away? Is that month? Am I doing that? Half a year, basically? Yeah.
Well, let's count them up. March, April, May, June, July, August. Yeah, six, maybe a little more than that.
More than six.
But, hey, we still don't have the schedule for spring football. I'm guessing, as we were talking about with Tom Murphy, you know, I think Sam Pittman and his staff pretty well have it sketched out. They know the schedule. They know when they're going to start practice. They know when they're going to break for spring break. They likely know a date or two for the red-white game. We just don't know all that yet. They're getting those things finalized. They'll announce it when they're ready. I'm guessing they'll play the red-white game on the second or third weekend of April, but we will see. I'm interested to see what we get to see and what we will learn out of that in some of these battles. Particularly, I know it's not a lot of sexy conversation to talk about left tackles, right guards, centers, but that's where you win football games. That's exactly how the Chiefs lost the Super Bowl. Those battles up front and having some of those seniors coming back for another year, grown men, I think could make a real difference. Now, there's other teams in your league, other teams on your schedule going to have that same edge. What can Sam Pittman and Brad Davis do with those guys? Because that's, to me, the key. Yes, quarterback's a key, all those things, but we're talking, what, maybe 2 to 3 wins difference based on how well your offensive line can potentially play could be the difference in being at 7 versus 5 wins this year.
You mentioned Sam Pittman. One of the responses to the question that I asked this morning, what's the best friendship in sports, past or present? They said
Pittman and Odom.
Pittman and Odom. Which
she won.
I think Sam Pittman and Barry Odom, as I know they're listening to the program right now, are probably chuckling.
Yeah.
On their they listen on hitthatline.com.
They're not talking about football. They're talking about our show as they walk the hill up towards the stadium.
What do you think they talk about?
Recruiting and defense, probably.
You don't think they talk about stuff outside of football?
Oh, I'm sure they do. But I bet there's a lot of recruiting talk that goes on there.
What do you think Brady and Gronk were talking about? Is he's helping him
more
out of
that,
the
was it avocado tequila?
Avocado tequila. Just a pinch.
How to get a little bit more of that? So,
some more of that.
Can you believe he? I mean, listen, we've all done ignorant stuff and we've been sauced up a little bit, but none of us have ever had the chance to toss a Lombardi from one boat to the next. Now Brady's not going to miss Gronk, even tossing the most famous trophy in all of football, but can you What if that had plunged into the bottom of the bay? It's not that one, the ocean necessarily there. What? I guess you're calling in the scuba divers. Yeah. I don't know what you're doing. That'd have been a huge story.
Well, what I found out last night is I've told you this, and I'm excited to get my golf lessons in with Matt Brown. I'm suck at golf. I've mm-hmm. been very open and clear about that. My game does improve ever so slightly every beer I drink. Now,
swing lube.
I'm less tensed up. I'm just loose and
swing lube,
and it actually works. Yeah. Last night, though, playing water volleyball in below freezing temperatures, I did something that I don't typically do. I had some Fireball, which I never drink during the week, and that did not help out.
I eat healthy and I don't drink all week
at all. And I'm like one of the few guys that doesn't consume alcohol while we play, and I was awful. Like, I'm typically bad, like golf.
But
I was awful.
Now this wasn't an indoor pool. Outdoor pool. Highly heated. I mean,
yeah.
What was the water temperature?
Brent probably keeps it 80 or 90 something.
Yeah, the water's warm, but the air temperature when you're leaping out, I mean, you're not neck deep in this. It's still cold out there.
Yeah, so you needed some.
Y'all are crazy.
You needed some, lubricant to help you out?
You needed some internal combustion.
Is lubricant the right word?
You needed
internal
heat and combustion. And Fireball was a good choice.
Yeah, and that's. But
Did you notice we didn't get a rundown, prep?
Listen.
I mean, I normally have.
Me and you were talking last night.
Me and the kids normally stay up and do all the research after Ty sends us the note package. And I told the kids at 10:20 last night, I guess go to bed. Uncle Ty's not sending the
notes. He's been slacking this week on the note package.
Overstating this morning. Well, I don't know what happened.
Kids were really disappointed.
I guess I just overran my. So I get home last night after finishing a fat tender box. Oh, so good. And there were so many tenders and fries in there.
How was that healthy?
I only got two sauces with instead of three.
Okay.
You stayed out playing water volleyball.
About nine.
Drinking Fireball.
Drinking during the week. And then you had fried chicken
Mike
on the way home.
Back. Let's go. All right. Sorry. Go ahead.
And then you were eating fried chicken on the way home.
Yeah.
But two sauces.
Not on the way home. I got in and watched the Thunder Lakers game last night, which I don't remember I went to bed before the outcome. So I'm starting to prep a little bit, and I threw together a few things. I was like, I'm going to send this to tomorrow when it's more in depth. So I wake up at 3:15 and shower and then prep. And listen, you got a pretty extensive rundown this morning. This wasn't the crap I put together on Monday.
Oh, Monday's was awful. That was the worst I've ever seen. It was one page. You know, we didn't have anything happen over the weekend. The only thing that happened was the Super Bowl. That was the only thing that happened over the weekend.
And I ate way too much, but
you were food drunk on Monday.
You learned from me about the, like, when you started seeing my rundowns, the extensive rundown.
Okay, so what's the point of this? Get to your point here before we run out of time.
I don't even know where it started. I think the point. Oh, here's the point. Okay. I'll land the plane. The point is, unlike Tom Brady,
what
I can't play sports somewhat inebriated. Mm. Is that where we're going? I think that's where we're going to land the plane. Mm-hmm. It's a very abrupt crash landing. Mm-hmm. I play golf better.
Passing your seatbelts,
with
folks.
Some swing lube. I do not play water volleyball at all. In fact, there was a point last night when I could have won us a game, and I served it out of bounds. We ended up losing the set and losing the series.
You served it out of bounds, so someone had to get out of the pool and go retrieve the volleyball.
No, he's got like 50 around. No. This is professional.
You're in over your head.
I am, and I make no bones about it. I am legitimately either the first, second, or third worst player out there between eight of us. And
just
it's
depending
a bunch
on
of,
who shows up.
It's a bunch of old men too. Yeah. It's like 50 plus your 50s and 60s.
Old men's strength will get you.
Oh, and they
always bet on the old guy.
I got 20 years on me too, so that doesn't help anything. I tell them every time. It's like,
you're just lucky to be there, aren't you?
I am happy and lucky to be here. It's the kid in the candy store type of approach. It's like doing sports radio. I am happy to be with you all every single morning from 6 to 9.
I think the point of all this story and this rambling and talking in circles you've just done is you may play better on the golf course, on the football field, or water polo, water volleyball in the middle of the winter, with a little alcohol in your system. I think that was the point to the story.
That,
wasn't
I think
it?
I think it also proves that he's not built different because he needs the extra stuff to.
But he needs the performance enhancing.
It was quite
drugs.
Chilly last night. Yeah. It was very, very cold.
So something, in a roundabout way, he's doing PEDs. Yeah. Exactly.
I'll tell you what, something was shriveled up last night. Mm. It was bad.
Probably your pride, your ego.
The other thing was I like jammed my left pinky toe. I scraped it against the wall last night, and there's like, it's not blistered, but it's like bleeding this morning.
Can we change the subject?
God, it's okay. If you want, though, you can come ref or pick up basketball today.
So, how much to pay?
Cyril!
I'm out.
Cyril.
So the next thing we're going to hear is he's got turf toe.
He got turf toe because of playing water.
Yeah, he is just like Patrick Mahomes all of a sudden.
So,
yeah.
gun through an injury.
I tell you one thing you shouldn't do after some of Ty's escapades. That's weld.
No, you shouldn't weld. You shouldn't weld at all. And by the way, speaking of welding, you have just a little over 2 weeks left to enter into the United Welding Institute welding competition for all high school seniors.
2 weeks from tomorrow, February 26th.
26th, yeah.
That's best thing about this deal is the lunch is free. It's catered.
Lunch is free, but then if you're also a welding student in high school, you want to get you a scholarship, you win first place in this welding competition, you get a $10,000. That's 4 zeros on the end of that. $10,000 welding scholarship. That's courtesy of the United Welding Institute. You want to find out more information about this, go to unitedweldinginstitute.com or give them a call at 479-968-3390. That's 479-968-3390. That is the United Welding Institute. Welding competition positions are limited, so if you want to get entered, you need to do it ASAP, and particularly before February 26th.
You know what's getting ready to happen here in the office, don't you? He's going to be running around telling everybody how he's been up since 3:15 working, and he needs to go home early.
Yes.
That's exactly...
He's going to be hustling to get his work done for an hour and a half time.
We won't even see him after 10:30.
I've earned it.
You've earned
it. Put in a lot of work last night.
You've earned it.
Listen, I got...
last night.
I think we need a staff meeting about it.
I think we might need...
This is all today. For those watching our video live stream. This is all the stuff I still have to do today. Mm-hmm. It's a longer list than anyone at this office as it is every single day.
You want to trade...
Every single
day.
You
want to trade?
Not really.
Okay, thank you.
Program director, man. Got a lot of duties around here. Got to shore up a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff needs fixing around here, so.
Mainly because you created the problem.
You created the mess. Now you cleaned it up.
Not going to deny that at all.
Subscribe to the Hit That Line Podcast Network, the best podcast in the Natty State. Just search Hit That Line wherever you listen to podcasts.